Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. I'm the supervisor of this call. How may I assist you today?
Oh, somebody used my credit card and ordered $56.95 for something. A membership, that's what she said.
Okay, ma'am, bear with me while I get my systems up so we can go ahead and see what's going on.
Okay.
Can you please verify your first and last name and your address for me?
Well, apparently they did it under another name. I don't know how, but she said it wasn't under my name. But my name is Judith Martin. And my zip code is 92109. And she said she couldn't find it.
And what's your address, ma'am?
2609 Pico Place, San
Okay.
Diego.
I just want to let you know all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges will result to a penalty such as fine. As long as you're sure no one else in your household have placed the original order for shipping and handling, then we can proceed with the fraud claim.
Yes, nobody has.
Okay. Can you please verify your email address for me?
Yes, JUDIMARTIN 123 at gmail.com.
And can you please verify the last four digits of your card?
Yes, it's let's see if I can see it. Oh, just a second, I hold on a minute. Let me see if I can see it. It's 8. I think it's 8. It looks like 8404.
Okay,
Let me.
ma'am, the account is in your name. I just want
Yeah.
to let you be aware of that. It is in your name. All the information you just verified for me is everything that we have in the system.
Okay. But I didn't order anything.
Did you, let me see. I see you
Yeah,
ordered
eight four,
something for your
eight four.
kitchen.
No, that's what she said. Nothing that I ordered for the kitchen.
Okay, well, it looks like you signed up for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that
No.
subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email. What I can do is offer you a 35% refund back. Your account's already been closed.
My account hasn't been closed.
Yes, ma'am, she already closed your account. Whoever was handling this account before it got transferred to me, that your account was closed.
Oh, well, she was to get a refund. That's what, that's what I was called from the Visa place from where I got the card to say that there's been a fraud and that was on there and for me to give this call to see if I can to be refunded.
Yes, ma'am, I can issue you a 35% refund back.
No. I don't want 35. I want the whole thing. I didn't do it, so I didn't do it. Somebody used my card.
Okay,
Because
ma'am, what I can do is issue
if
you a 50% refund back. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to pay back in your account.
you can do what? Say that again, please.
Issue you a 50% refund back.
50%.
Yes, ma'am.
You mean you're talking about like $25, $23?
28.48.
No. I want the whole amount. There's been somebody who's using my card. I've got a whole bunch of I have to call, so I need the whole thing back. I didn't do this.
Okay, ma'am. What I can do is offer you my supervisor discount and refund you 75% back.
And why can you not send the whole amount back?
You're still able to use a $125 gift card that was emailed to the email we have on file, JUIDMartin1234@gmail.com.
Well, I just told that to the lady.
She didn't change any of the information.
She couldn't find it. I just gave her all this information. She said it wasn't under my name or my zip code. And I just gave her all this.
Yes, ma'am. It's under your name and your zip code.
I gave her my Gmail address and everything. I would like, well, if you can't do it, then I'll just have to put in a, you know, through my credit card and have it, you know, charge, default or whatever they call it. You know, it's a scam. No, I don't mean you're a scam, but I mean this was.
Okay, ma'am, as a one-time courtesy, we're going to go ahead and refund you in full. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.